It's Thursday, August 10th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Praise God, North Korea has finally released Canadian pastor Hyun-Soo Lim yesterday on sick bail from a life sentence after 2.5 years in prison. Pastor Lim was in prison back in 2015 in connection with his humanitarian work in the country. Suzanne Schult, chair of North Korea Freedom Coalition, told International Christian Concern that, quote, Lim was in prison simply because he served the one true God and wanted him to be known to the North Korean people, unquote. Following President Donald Trump's warning on Tuesday that the U.S. could send, quote, fire and fury, unquote, on North Korea if any more threats were made, U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis delivered an ultimatum yesterday for North Korea. He urged the rogue nation to, quote, cease any consideration of actions that would lead to the end of its regime and the destruction of its people, and stand down its pursuit of nuclear weapons, unquote. Isaiah 40, verse 15 says, behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket, and are accounted as the dust on the scales. All the nations are as nothing before the Lord. Last month, the House Judiciary Committee approved the Asylum Reform and Border Protection Act of 2017. According to the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, the bill would give asylum to homeschool families being persecuted by foreign governments. The Texas House has just passed a bill that would prevent tax dollars or health care insurance dollars from paying for abortions. The bill had a strong majority vote of 95 to 51. The World View spoke to Emily Horn, Senior Legislative Associate of Texas Right to Life, about the bill.
Bill has ever made it through the Texas House of Representatives. That has been the traditional stumbling block. It's just the Senate 3 or 4 times. Been trying to get to the House for a number of sessions.
Horn also shared that this bill has been a priority for pro-lifers in Texas in the past few years.
We actually only meet once every 2 years. So this has been the past 6 years ago, this has been a pro-life priority of ours. And you look at why it's been so strong past, it's taken 6 years.
She said that the latest special session and Governor Greg Abbott's support has helped the bill survive.
The dynamic of the special session and the governor shining so much spotlight on it and asking for a vote on it has been much harder to kind of quietly kill it behind the scenes, which is what has happened before.
Thank the Lord for his work in the hearts of Governor Greg Abbott and Texas state representatives who stood behind this pro-life bill. According to a poll from JMC Analytics, former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore is leading in the race for next week's primary election to fill Attorney General Jeff Sessions' old Senate seat. Earlier this week, actor and martial artist Chuck Norris endorsed Roy Moore for Senate. He said, quote, Judge Roy Moore is the real deal. He's tough, tested, and has a spine of steel. Alabama needs Judge Moore there, doing what he's always done, fighting to protect our constitutional rights to life, religious liberty, and the freedom to protect ourselves and our families, unquote. God's word has shown you, O man, what is good, to do justly, to love mercy, and walk humbly before our God. Micah 6:8. Bloomberg reports that Google recently fired one of their engineers, James Damore, who wrote an internal memo criticizing the company's support for gender confusion. Damore's 10-page memorandum circulated widely through the company, in which he accused Google of censoring conservative political opinions. And finally, during a recent 10K race in Maine, frontrunner Jesse Orrick was 50 meters from the finish line before collapsing from a heat stroke, according to SunnySkies.com. In a video with over 1.5 million views, the second-place runner, Rob Gomez, gave up the $1,000 prize and helped Jesse up for the last 50 meters, sending him across the finish line first. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, August 10th, in the year of our Lord, 2017, invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.